why you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we are. Good evening, everyone. It's Rick Adams. Unfortunately, right now, we have been told that my guest that I have planned for the first hour, at least anyway, is he's really coming back home to Rhode Island from New York. He's on his way, and he hopes he can be home in time for us to connect by landline by the second hour. So we're going to miss him in the first hour, hopefully connect in the second hour. Ian O'Hare, our genealogist guest, and hopefully we'll do that. That'll come off, okay? If not, we certainly will have him on. We will reschedule. But he does a lot of traveling, and he travels from one port to another looking up genes, genealogy, right? Oh, I'd like to see the genealogy of the Bush family. Definitely would be very interesting, and the Cheney family as well. I think it would go right back to Satan. Right back to Satan, right? No question about that, in my mind, anyway. Here at RBN, we, of course, if you go on the website, republicbroadcastingnetwork.org or .com, you will pick up our promotion for the Truckers Truckout Boycott. Stop Bush-Kennedy plan to give trucker jobs to Mexican drivers and trucking companies. That's right. All 48 continental U.S. state legislature Capitol buildings circled and shut down. Circle the wagons blockade against anarchy. Right there in Texas, right there in your state. Every state, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 23rd, 4th, and 25th. How's that? All right. Get online. Come to RBN's homepage, and you'll see the Three Stooges. And let's see. Who are they? Bush, Rumsfeld, and Cheney. What's Rumsfeld doing there? I thought he was out of the picture. Once you retire from government, you never come back, do you? No. Henry Kissinger never came back. Nobody's tried to bring him back, have they? You get the message, right? Very good. All right, so there you go. RBN, Republic Broadcasting, will need you to get on your CB radios and start broadcasting to all the truckers and citizens in our nation that we need your support. Let's stop the NAFTA superhighway, the NAU, and every other aspect of the globalist plan for the dismemberment and destruction of these United States. Okay? Read it for yourself and spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. So tonight, for the first hour, I will be talking to you about a lot of things, obviously, much to talk about. And we will hope that in the second hour, Ian O'Hara will be here with us to discuss the issue of genealogy tracking, and particularly who, of course, is involved, what families are involved in shaping the American landscape today. So we'll do that. Stay tuned for more. Rick Adams, right here on RBNLive.com. Radio Avenger will be right back in 3 minutes.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All righty. We're back. We're back. Well, what would a night be without commenting on the usual subject of the day, Mr. Imus, what is his name? Imus in the morning. All right. In any event, you know, last night Rick Adams said that he'd be gone, and he's all done. He's over, and sure enough, today he got canned. He got canned, and, well, again, people are, you know, splitting hairs and discussing what the real motivation was, what's really behind it, and so on and so forth. And, you know, a lot of people can do that. A lot of people can gesticulate and can opine as to what really happened and the double standard that is lurking in the media today. But I do have some good news for you. What is it, Rick? RBN is hiring Imus starting tomorrow in my time slot. No, I'm only kidding. I had to do that. I'm sorry. I just had to say something a little funny. You understand that, right, Mr. Producer? Yes, he's laughing. Okay. Actually, he put me up to it. He's the one that said, Rick, go ahead and do it. Do it. That's right. And he said he will be canned with me and Imus. All right. Anyway. Okay. So there was some commentary, as you know, in various forums. One of them happened to be Newsmax, and their commentary on the situation. And, you know, it's quite an interesting thing. You have Bob Grant saying his firing was long overdue, and you have others saying that it's a double standard. Bill Donahue from the Catholic League, he commented on the way Catholic bashers are treated compared to the morning radio talk show host, Imus. And he said, 2 years ago, Penn Jillette, of the comedy team, Penn and Teller, went on Showtime calling Mother Teresa Mother Blanking Teresa and called the nuns who worked with her Blanking Blanks. Showtime is owned by Viacom, and that is why I wrote to its chief, Sumner Redstone, Maury Rothstein is his name, to register a complaint. He wrote back extolling the means and the merits, quote-unquote, of artistic freedom and tolerance, said Mr. Donahue. Last year on Viacom-owned CBS Radio, Jillette said Mother Teresa had this weird kink that I think was sexual compared to the saintly nun to Charles Manson, and said she got her sexual kicks watching people suffer and die. Again, nothing was done about this. You know, that is really over the limit. That's the sort of thing that, as far as I'm concerned, should engender a boycott of sponsors. Absolutely. And what was done about it? Except for the Family Association, the American Family Association, and a few other groups, nothing came of it. There was no media brouhaha. There were no so-called Christian leaders like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson ranting and raving about how hateful this was. How come? I guess some haters are more equal than others, more protected than others, and some Hades are probably less deserving of respect and protection, right? Well, that's what you get with the hate crimes bill that we've been talking about. Hate crimes, hate speech legislation is just the sort of thing the same people who are pushing this garbage are also trying to push through Congress. That is why it is so dangerous. It is used, not in a double-edged, universally acceptable fashion, not that it would be acceptable, period. But it is used from a one-sided, one-pronged way by certain individuals, the ADL types, to try to ram down the throats of the American people a lockdown on their free speech. Let's face it, if you are a Christian, if you are a white male, you are an open target. Open season has been declared upon you. If you're not, and you're one of the few specially anointed, protected minorities, quote-unquote, then you have nothing to worry about, right? Well, like Donahue said of the Catholic League for Civil Rights, he started quoting an episode of comedian Bill Maher. In 2005, Bill Maher went on HBO at the time of the death of Pope John Paul II and said, "For those who could not make the funeral, the Vatican has asked that in lieu of flowers, just stop touching your blank." That's what he said. That's comedy now. That's comedy, right? He also said that the whole story of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, the birth, the resurrection, was grafted from paganism. He ended by mocking the death of the Pope and the upcoming conclave. The letter I received from HBO said, quote, "It's a free country, and people are free to say silly things, even on HBO. Not on CBS, not on NBC, not for Don Imus." Right before Easter, Donahue continued, the Catholic League protested the chocolate Jesus with his genitals exposed that was to be shown in the art gallery of the Roger Smith Hotel in the Midtown Manhattan, located on street level. The public was invited to eat him. Air America radio co-host Cenk Ulgar, or whatever it is, writing on the Huffington Post, said, "So is the argument that Jesus didn't have a blank Or were people offended because it was too big, too small, too immaculate, not immaculate enough? I even hate to read this. I'm sorry. I have to read this because this is what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we are dealing with in this degenerate, sick, depraved, and perverted nation that we call a, quote, Christian America. Now you know why it's a spiritual war. And unless we clean house spiritually and do a little exterminating spiritually, there's no turnaround. I don't have to read anymore. You get the drift. So Don Imus committed the biggest sin of all. What did he say? He said something politically incorrect regarding some black ladies. That's all. And you know, when it comes to ethnic jokes and so forth, I don't use them, but certainly all of us have been entreated to them about our own ethnicity. And, you know, it really didn't hurt me. It really didn't bother me. Now, when you cross the line, you get into the matter of reverence, reverence for God, reverence for Jesus, reverence for any faith in this nation today. No faith should have to be put to that kind of ridicule and irreverency. That is a nation that has died spiritually. That's a dead nation. That's a nation that really and truly is not worth saving. It's not worth it. Bring on the Holocaust. Let's have a real Holocaust in America today, a true Holocaust, a burning to the ground and starting over again. Burn it right to the ground and start over again. Well, that's what Jesus said he'll do. That's what he's going to do. When the fire consumes the earth, eventual judgment will mean the world will end with a judgment of fire. Fire, my friends. Literal fire, the fire of Elohim. So that is just a little bit about this whole business of Don Imus. And, of course, you know Ann Coulter herself, whom I'm no fan of Ann Coulter. She herself has been attacked for many of her coarse statements, brash statements in her language. And that's all well and good. That's fine. But most of the people that I've seen criticize her have said, let her talk and just ignore her. That's what they've said. Now, she says, Ann Coulter said, that Don Imus should have limited his apologies to the girls of Rutgers basketball team, but to no one else. All right? And that's what she said on Hannity and Combs. All right? So, essentially, what we have here is indeed a double standard. Indeed, a very real threat to political speech in these United States. Not hatred or hate speech based on anti-Christian vitriol. Not at all. But hate speech, quote unquote, directed, even in humor or jest, against a protected class or group of people. Now you can understand the evil forces that are behind the hate speech bill in Congress and why that bill is so important to them, so that we will see people, white people particularly, Christian people and others, taken before tribunals and punished as haters. It's incredible. I mean, it makes no sense. It's illogical. It's insane. We know. But it's being done right before our very eyes, even as the Philadelphia 11 were rounded up and arrested for preaching from the Bible. In Christian America, oh my. Oh my. God save America. All right. You can comment on that and much more to come. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio. Be right back. I'm Rick Adams. Boom, boom.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, all right. I think there might be a line available. Somebody just dropped off. 1-800-313-9443. You know, you can hear the rage in my voice. It's not about Don Imus. It's all about hypocrisy. It's all about filth and garbage and trash, which is considered freedom today. But making some sort of a ethnic joke or reference to someone who is part of a protected class system is considered to be a capital offense. With that in mind, I'm going to take your calls in this first hour. As I said, we may have our guest on in the second hour tonight. But right now, I'm glad he's not here, because now I'm enraged. Let me start off with our first caller, and that is Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, Jim.
To carry on the Imus episode, in the first place, I have no sympathy for Imus because he chose to ride the Jewish tiger, and once you choose to ride that tiger, it's your problem how you get off. So I have no sympathy for him.
Well, he got bit by his own snakes.
Absolutely, and once you choose to ride that, which you chose years ago not to ride it, because with your voice and your vocabulary and your talent, you could have been one of the biggest names in radio.
Oh, I could have been a lot of things. And
you have two character, Rick. You have two character flaws. One is honesty and the other is integrity, and that eliminated you right off the bat.
Well, unfortunately, what you say is true, Jim. If you're going to be a whore, they'll hire you.
Absolutely. I mean, you could have been a Rush Limbaugh had you chosen.
Oh, absolutely.
Had you chosen to do away with your honesty and integrity, you could have been bigger than Rush Limbaugh because you have the perfect radio voice.
Well, what does the Bible say, Jim? It says, "What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?"
Absolutely.
I don't want to be in these guys' shoes on Judgment Day. I really don't. I don't want to be them saying, look at the billions they've amassed, the money, the property, the popularity, the wealth, all of the prestige, and yet they've sacrificed their own soul for that.
I'm sorry. And Mr. Imus just discovered what it's really worth today.
Boy, he is doing.
Yesterday and today, he discovered what it's really worth. Because once you become of no use to them, they discard you like yesterday's underwear.
Well,
you're gone.
That's true. The old boycott routine. Here we go again.
But one of the things I wanted to talk about was, I don't know if you remember, but a few years ago, there was a Sumner Redstone or Murray Rothstein's MTV.
Yes.
They were filming an episode of the Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I know. I've never watched MTV, I have to say. I may have seen maybe 5 minutes of it in somebody else's company just to know what I was talking about, but I never watch it. Never.
I never watch it either, but the point is I read about it, and they were filming it.
Yes.
And this Power Rangers is a homosexual group, a musical group, and during the filming, they actually, literally, flung urine and excrement on the audience as part of their act.
Yeah, I know. That was several years back, about 6 years ago.
And I'm still waiting for the powers that be to demand that Sumner Redstone be fired from his position.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you know, I think I'm going to be waiting a long time.
You better stay on life support.
I'm going to be waiting for you to eclipse Rush Limbaugh or
Don't
Sean
breathe.
Hannity or anybody else. It'll happen at about the same time. But I just thought I'd bring that up because it just goes to, it's not a double standard. It's more than a triple standard. It's a ad infinitum standard that only protected groups get to complain. Only protected groups can come in there and say, well, I'm shocked that someone would say something like that. They're not shocked that that this group of homosexuals is flinging urine and excrement on the audience, mostly young teenage girls at the time, but nobody mentions it.
And unfortunately, they didn't fling it at Sumner Redstone or his house.
No.
There's the story, Sumner Redstone, and I know this for a fact because he's Massachusetts right next door to me.
Oh, my God.
And in one of his big estates that he owns, he is considered to be the third richest man in all of New England. Some men were working in his house. I forget exactly what they were doing, but they spilled something on the carpet. You know that he would not pay the bill for what they were doing, and then he ordered them to come up with a company to come up with a brand new carpet, not even to clean it, but to come up with a new carpet. And this is the kind of scum that Sumner Redstone truly and absolutely is. Scum.
Well, all you got to do, Rick, is really just look at his picture and you can see what he is.
He is an evil man.
It's like looking at Rabbi Marvin Heyer, or whatever his name is, from the Simon Wiesenthal Center there in Los Angeles. Just to look at the character, you can see.
You can see the devil.
It's like looking at Chertoff.
Yeah, you can see Satan. There's no question about it.
You can see it. It's obvious for anyone with three active brain cells, but I don't understand. Nobody understands it. Nobody can get it. It just goes right over their head.
Well, we become desensitized and numbed as a nation. That's what happened, Jim. We have become anesthetized, if I may use that term.
I understand. Imus is pretty popular there in Rhode Island and New England, too. But, we'll see what it gets him, which is going to be nothing. So.
Well, he's got his millions. He's got his money. He's got plenty of money. He can retire comfortably now and have a good laugh if he wishes. But
and he was a good friend of your crooked mayor there in Providence.
Oh, sure. Buddy Cianci.
Yeah, that's
right.
Him.
You are. All right. Thank you, Jim. Mm-hmm. Gonna move along. More calls right after the break. Stay tuned for more Rick Adams, uncensored, hopefully, Radio Free America. We still have a little freedom left in America. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
I'm back. Yes, I don't like spending time on Imus, and I'm not. I'm really not spending time on him. It's an issue that is far broader than Imus himself. The strikes against him is that he's a male, and also he's white. I wouldn't say he's Christian, but I will say he's white. The last time I looked, and that's his big downfall. If you're white and you're male and you're Christian, you really carry a big target on your back today. No question about that. And it's politically correct to throw the feces, throw the excrement, throw whatever else you can at that individual, that organization, and indeed at the Savior himself. And that is considered free speech. But let Imus refer, as he did, to these star gals at Rutgers in the way that he did, which I thought was, when I heard about it, I thought it was nothing. But then again, who am I, right? I'm not black. That's what I'm told. So if I'm not black, I can't understand. But that was the end. That was the end of his career. Well, it's not the end yet until the fat lady at the ADL sings. And she's singing right now. She's singing, "Let's pass hate speech legislation. Let's pass hate speech legislation." Ted Pike is not overboard. He's not on too much when he comes on regularly and tells you this is what they intend to do. This is what the plan is. Ted Pike's truthtellers.org. www.truthtellers.org for those new listeners who are just listening in now. You can go right to the site and you'll understand now what this whole movement, this whole censorship movement, is all about. And the ADL, the hate crimes bill, now there's one in Oregon, and those of you in Oregon should obviously be on the website learning what you can do in your state legislature. Let's go back to the telephone. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary is next. You're on the air.
How you doing?
All right, Gary.
I wanted to bring up two issues, truckers and a joke on Imus.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that the wives and relatives, friends, and the people of America call in with the blue flu on 23rd, 4th, and 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got an old pickup truck or an old junker car, mingle in with them trucks and park it too. I'm sure they'll let you in. But I'd like to see the whole country just shut down for 3 days.
That would be wonderful.
I would advise those with small children to go to the grocery store and get their bread and milk.
Stock up, yes.
Yeah, stock up a little bit for 3 days because it's just-in-time delivery and those shelves will be empty in 3 days. I've been through that in a hurricane down in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my advice on the trucking thing.
We have that up here where I'm from in a little snowstorm.
Yeah.
Never mind a major disaster.
Yeah, I saw people fighting over the last quart of milk and loaf of bread, and the shelves were almost empty, and the only store that was open in 20 miles in New Orleans, and the whole city was black. You couldn't even order a McDonald's, and it was pitiful. Now, Imus, what is his last name?
I have no idea. I don't listen.
I don't know. Imus sounds kind of Jewish to me.
You don't think that's his real last name is what you're telling me?
I don't know if that's his last name or his first name.
All right, we're told his name is Don Imus. That's what I'm told.
Oh, Don Imus. I don't know. I don't know what ethnic group that is. That's really neither here nor there. I will say one thing in defense of him. He certainly exercised his First Amendment speech rights. But
what First Amendment speech rights?
I don't think he was very prudent. Now I'm a white Christian male, and I'm not a racist. And
well, you certainly must be. If you are you're admitting to being a white, a Christian, and a male? How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
How dare you do that?
I know, but that's not something I would have said. I think it was in poor taste.
I understand.
But anyway, I think he was in agreement sacrificial lamb for this hate speech crime bills and all this.
I think you're right. I think
on.
You're right, Gary.
I think they squashed him to grease the wheels or the rungs or the rails or the whatever you want to call them for that sled.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor I heard was that I had a flashback. See, nobody would say what the man said all morning long. And then finally some talk show host said those three infamous words.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a flashback to my younger years. I'm 65, and in 1950, I was 8 years old. And back then, a hoe was something we used in the garden to put blisters on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Imus decided he'd got tired of broadcasting, I think he bought a hoe factory. And I think probably what he's going to do, he's going to wrap them handles of that hoe with braided dreadlocks, and not to be racially motivated, I think you'll get the choice of red hair or white hair or black hair or brown hair. I guess that's my joke. I had a flashback to my childhood on the farm when I used hoes, and back then that word had a total different meaning. So I guess that tells how old I am.
Well, that certainly does, but that's all right. You're never too old, Gary. You're never too old. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your comments on both issues. Let's move along to John in Michigan now. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the program with Rick.
Okay, I'd like to go back to something that I tried to get in last night and I couldn't get on, but to me it's important. And on television, just after the Y2K thing, around 2002, or right in that time there, I'm retired, and I was flipping through the dials one evening and caught a C-SPAN program. And Barney Frank was at the podium, and I thought, I'll stay here a minute and see what Congressman Barney Frank had to say.
Why would anybody want to hear what he has to say?
Well, I was bored and about ready to go to bed, and anyway, I was... It was fascinating. He admitted he was coming out of the closet again, that he was a card-carrying member of the Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having some kind of a big celebration, and the camera panned the audience, and there was all kinds of influential people there, and different congressmen and senators and governors and so forth. And some of those took their turn and came to the podium and bragged that they were card-carrying members of the Communist Party also. And Barney Frank said, you're probably wondering why we're coming out of the closet now. Because we have conquered America. And America cannot stop us now. We're just tying up the loose ends. And he said a lot of things that were really fascinating. But he did say that the last time that we had a chance to stop their movement was when Senator McCarthy tried to stop them.
Yes.
And they have the political and the media power, and they destroyed McCarthy and made him look like a buffoon, and that was the end of his career, basically.
And they put two Jewish homosexuals in his staff to do it.
Yes.
Roy Cohen and Mr. Shine.
And this fascinated me, that this was on television, on C-SPAN, coming out of Washington, and I've only found one other person that saw that program besides me. And this is one of those stories when I tell people, their eyes glass over and they can't believe it and they think I'm a lunatic, that this couldn't have happened in America. Uh-huh. But see, we're so far gone now that these people are on television gloating that they're members of the Communist Party. And he went on to say that, he said, we in all the key positions in this country, we have communist governors of states and everywhere that we need them, and we're just tying up loose ends. And then they brought up other politicians and they gave similar speeches, and they all got big applause, and it just broke my heart. And here we are today, and still the average American doesn't see what's happening.
Well, again, the same clique, if you listened to what Barney said, is that the same clique is running the media, the major media. And as long as they have their hands on it and they control it, then people cannot hear what's really going on. That's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yes.
So there you go, John. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of, it's so frustrating. And
well, no. I mean, what we're witnessing really is a judgment, I believe, of God.
Absolutely.
And that we're getting what we deserve because we have allowed these Kenites to get into our midst, that we've intermarried with them, we've gone whoring after them, and we have allowed them to be our judge now, to be our judgment rock over us. We're their footstool, and rightfully so. Rightfully so.
My pastor explained it similar, and here's what my pastor said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what you're seeing, John, is a judgment on America, and the first stages of judgment are a reprobate mind.
Right.
And with this reprobate mind, these people are seeing things through a fog, and they're not comprehending it the way they are because God won't let them.
No, you're right.
Grasp the reality of
this. He's turned them over to a reprobate mind is what he says, absolutely.
He said, you'll see this a lot in people that leave their spouses and they go whoring and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing that happens to them mm-hmm. when they throw their marriage away and different things. And
sure.
And that's where we're at now in this country. But when we're so far gone that the communists can come on our television and,
mm-hmm.
and gloat they've taken over America, well, you can see what's coming, and it's inevitable. I mean, the bad things that are coming.
Yeah. They did that, you know, time and again in history. And the Sodomites at the end of the road have always been the signpost of a civilization that is beyond the pale. So that's yeah. the final stage, as it was in Lot and in Sodom. You see that they can come out of the woodwork and out of the closet, as they say, and parade around and demand full, quote, equality mm-hmm. with so-called gay marriage, which, of course, is a contradiction. It's a total contradiction of terms. It's like having a cold heat, you know, or hot ice. It just is nonsensical. You cannot have gay marriage. It just doesn't. It's not logical. And yet they parade the terms around like you can, like it's something you can entertain, which, of course, to a desensitized, demoralized, dumbed-down public, anything is possible these days, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hey, John, you've given me enough more vitriol in my body now, so I can keep going. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the great programs.
Well, I appreciate your listenership and your calling. Thank you again. 1-800-313-9443. The vitriol is flowing. The vitriol. How's that, huh? The visceral juices. Isn't that amazing? Boy, how we just, you know, got on this topic, and it's really about free speech, but it's really about more than that. It has to do with decadence and has to do with what is freedom. Freedom isn't free, and it's not about blasphemy. It's not about sacrilege. It's not about sticking excrement in someone's face and calling it art. Just the opposite, you see? Freedom cannot exist in a moral vacuum. And that's why years ago, I broke with the libertarians, the so-called large L libertarians, who thought that you could have a totally free society without having constraints that by very nature protect freedom. Can't have freedom in a moral zoo. You can't have a truly free society under those conditions. You really can't. History will be that judge for all of us. Now I'm going to go on to Frank in Louisiana. Yes, you read my mind. Hello, Frank. You're next.
Good evening there, my friend.
Yes, Frank.
You know, in listening to Ann Coulter over the last couple of years, she's a little deceived mm-hmm. about the Bushes. There's no question about it. But I'm going to tell you something.
I got it. Yeah, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was saying that Ann Coulter, and listening to her over
yeah,
the last
couple years. Yeah, she's a complete, you know, neocon.
She is deceived about the Bushes. But I'm going to tell you something. That woman has got more guts to stand up against a lot of the leftists in this country. And I got to say this, you know, even though we know what the Bushes are, she doesn't. There's always a blind
spot. No, she does, too. She's not stupid.
Well,
she knows where her bread is buttered, all right?
Yeah,
let's face it. Let's be honest about it. She's not stupid.
Right. And I'm saying that's correct. I mean, you know, she yeah. knows, she should know. That the
right.
Bushes are wrong. She should mm-hmm. know. I don't know if she does for sure, but she should know.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is the way she comes out and stands for what she believes in and takes on the whole Hollywood community and everything like that. I said, you know, she's got guts, man. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, you know, we let them run over us. We let the bloody left in this country, I mean, just run over us. You have a Christian child in a Christian school who draws a picture of Jesus. And they send the little child home crying, and we sit by and we do nothing. And they have baby extermination camps, and they tax us, and we do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, our founding fathers were such great men. I said, well, what do you think they did? They rebelled over fractional penny sales taxes on tea. And we sit here, and they steal our property. They mock us. They tear down our laws, they put us under new laws, and we just say, you got to take it. I say, sis, who's got to take it? Did Samson take it?
Mm-hmm.
Did the prophet Elijah take it?
Did David
no.
take it?
But you know what happened to John, John the Baptist?
Yeah.
He lost his head over it.
Yeah.
And you know, many of us will probably lose our heads, too, in a guillotine in Jerusalem.
Well,
but let me tell you something. If that's the price we have to pay, my friend, that may be the price.
But you know something? This ain't my world. As a Christian, this ain't my world anyway. I'm going to have to die anyway, so
yes,
what?
Yes, that's right. That's
you know?
Right.
And you know the way you can beat these cats in one day? One day. On April Fool's Day. And I did that 10 years ago. And they're after me right now. And I just tell them. I went to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to sit down and have an interview with you. And I brought my tape recorder. And they thought, you should have seen the fear in their eyes.
Oh, I've been through that with others. I've watched them do it.
Yeah.
And they do tremble. They do tremble.
Oh, they're scared to death of guys like us.
You
bet they are. We just got to stand up and say, no more. That's
Amen.
It.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you and your efforts. We'll be right back with more of Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back now, ladies and gentlemen. We will go right back to the telephone right now, and that is Henry is next in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello, hi.
All right.
Did I hear that correctly? You mentioned somebody named Barney Franks?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
He has a stuttering problem. And he calls himself Barney Frank.
No, he wasn't stuttering to me at all. I heard him very clearly.
No. I'm talking about Barney Frank.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard him.
You never heard of Barney Frank?
No, I heard the name, but, I don't know what any of these guys look like because I told
you. Never heard of Stephen Gobie, his homosexual lover in Congress that was cavorting with him, taxpayers' expense? Barney Frank said he didn't know. He just didn't know what he was doing with Stephen Gobie.
Okay, I've heard the name Barney Franks. I haven't heard of Gobie. Gobie could be Jewish, too, by the way. Is it G-O-L-B?
Well, yeah, whatever. Well, I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care, to be honest with you. That's not even the issue now. Issue now is that these guys, what they're doing is coming right up front and admitting they're tearing apart the moral fabric of our society. Whoever they are and whatever they are part of the complicity, I'm sure you would agree, complicit in this act of nationside. It's nationside, Henry.
Yeah, well, not so much. I don't care about the sexual activities, but this stuff with the stuff. What startled me is when he said that they were that he on TV with the mentioning that they're communists. That's what startled me with that. But all right, if I had that, I wish somebody would have. If they had a video of that or something like that posted on the web. Because, I don't know what these people look like. Because, I told you, I don't have a TV.
Well, you know...
Oh, I don't. That's the truth.
I will take my hat off to you on that.
Oh, yeah. I would love to be on the Internet. I mean, there's a lot of people on the Internet. I'd love to have to. I have to fix my computer, but I don't have a TV. I don't. I mean, I'll get one, but I'm not... even if I did get one...
Well, you need to write more songs and get paid for your writing. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I do write songs, as a matter of fact.
Well, you need to be able to sell them now.
Yes, you're right.
Make some money.
Something else I wanted to tell
and
you
send
about...
send it to me.
I'm going to make this quick so I don't take up too much time because
okay.
I know you have other callers.
All right, I'm listening.
It has to
listening.
Do with IMUS. Last night, I called a guy down in New York, WBAI 99.5 FM. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, the guy's name is Playfell Benjamin. He was talking about this, so I managed to get through. And I started bringing up the thing with IMUS. I won't make a long thing. I started telling him that what about that 97 FM hip-hop, so-called music, if you want to call it that, and they use the N-word and everything else, and they do. And then he sort of hung up on it. But here's the thing. When I tuned in, before he hung up on someone else, two callers before me, and I heard him use white cracker boy. That's what the term he used. I think after that, and after he picked up me and two other callers, and he used that term. Now, there was other people who called up, too, a few that he hung up on, that mentioned something similar. They said, what about these guys using the N-word with each other, using the N-word on the air, not to mention the rap, and of course he just shunned all that. Now, I'll skip that and go to Sharpton. Sharpton, I don't know if people realize this, but I heard him say today how maybe this will teach a lesson about so-called, not that in order to be clever or brilliant or comedian or whatever the term is, I don't know verbatim, you don't have to be racist and insightful or whatever. Now, Sharpton, I don't know if people realize this, but Sharpton used, there was some Jewish guy that was in Harlem with some story, hired illegal alien and so forth. I'll skip over that, but I don't know where Sharpton, whether he realizes he's Jewish or not, but he used the term white interloper on the...
All right, Henry, I'll put you on hold, okay?
Okay, all right.
We'll be right back in 1 minute. Hour number two coming right up. And we'll see if we can join our guest as well. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America, only on rbnlive.com.
It's true.